Wisconsin's Green Fire says the state is failing to keep pace with changes in energy technology. It's not only behind several states in the Midwest, but the Midwest as a whole is behind the East and West Coast.
It's not too late to catch up.
Gary Radloff is the co-chair of the Energy Policy Committee for Wisconsin's Green Fire. The conservation group recently released its Opportunities Now report that dives into the issues facing Wisconsin's current energy plan and policies it'd like to see go into place to fix it. Radloff says one of the biggest challenges Wisconsin and many states face is what he calls an antiquated energy system or energy operation.
But the system overall has a lot of inefficiencies because, one, it was built big, and two, over the course of generating energy and getting that to your home, a lot of energy is lost, particularly as heat. And also, it just sort of encourages overbuilding and really using more energy maybe than people need.
Green Fire lays out several plans for how it would like to see the state reform its energy policy. It says the cost of clean energy has declined significantly in recent years, and that the state should start to transition to more renewable resources. But most of what it's calling for is an overhaul of the state's policy regarding energy. It would like to see Wisconsin establish greater energy efficiency standards for utilities to better control demand and reduce carbon emissions, adopt utility performance-based rate making, and empower local governments. Radloff would love to see the public get more involved in these decision-making policies.
Right now, the energy world just is not very inviting to public participation. It's a very technical area. It tends to often require, you know, that you have an attorney to represent you in front of the commission. And that just really isn't right. This is a public entity. It is for the people. And so therefore, I think you just need to get the public more involved in commission decision-making and activities.
You can view the entire report on our website, wxpr.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.